The situation in Thailand keeps getting worse. Young people take to the streets, protesting against the king and against the current government. We had the chance to speak with Kim, a student of design and architecture at the biggest university in Thailand.
For the last 6 years, the new government led by a man named Prayut Chan-o-cha, which was a soldier before he take down the last government and become the government himself. So it was 6 years of corrupting.
The problem not only lies with the government, but also with the monarchy.
I think the king is the hugest problem of them all. I believe if the king wasn't behind Prayut Chan-o-cha, Prayut Chan-o-cha wouldn't be here right now. He would be in jail or something, because the power of the king and also the royal family is support his back, and also like because of that power, it make him have to hold on to his position very tightly. The king is behind everything, and everything that you see that happened right now was mainly because of the king.
That is why the people of Thailand take to the streets and protest, to bring a message to the king. But there's also another group protesting in favor of the king, the Yellow Shirts.
Let's start with the latest thing right now is the protest, right? We call ourselves as a student team and a democracy team. We have like another team that against us, and they wear the yellow shirt, and they call themselves like the yellow shirt enemy or something. And the yellow is for the royalty family, and the huge difference between these two groups is like when us as the democracy group protest, we always got hit or always got arrested by the police. But if the yellow shirt got protest or something, they were got protected because they were under the protection of the king. That is the one thing. And another thing is today protest, we protest mainly because we want to give the king the letter to amend him to give his power under the rules of democracy and under the law that he's supposed to be, because right now he's above the law and he can do almost everything in this country. And yeah, that's one thing that's really bad right now. So the protest today was supposed to do that, but the police and the soldier, they use the violence against us. Today, I think it's the worst day ever. They used the water gun without any warning, and also there was a firing, like the real gun. And also they used the chemical in the water, the tear gas, and that make it way more worse because like the chemical cannot wash it out properly. Some of them get burned, some of them get like their eyes, their skin coming off, like it's bad.
Something we often see during the protest is a hand gesture holding three fingers up in the air.
It's from the Hunger Game, and the history why this become is kind of like funny to me, because the first time that having the Hunger Game coming out and they have this gesture, and one person did this gesture in front of the theater, and then they got arrested. And this movie got like banned for a while because they contain this gesture. And also in the movie itself, they have like the special meaning for the gesture. So we use this at first, and then it become more popular and more popular, and now this is the main gesture for the protest.
We mainly see young people protesting, but how is it like being a student in Thailand right now?
As a student, this time is a time that we have to study, not fight for the right that we're supposed to have at the first place. Right now we fight for the basic human rights that we need to have, but we don't have right now. And I spend my free time that I supposed to study, and I supposed to like go someplace to find some art or inspiration, to go to the protest to get me, myself and my friend, and also the younger person that have to grow up in this country, the basic human right that we have to have at the first place. So I don't think it's not fair at all. Many of my friends got fear because our democracy team, many of us got arrested, some of us get killed, some of us like disappeared without any trace, and it was because the king.
Why are young people risking themselves? And why protest now during a worldwide pandemic?
For me, I think if I'm not fighting now, when was it this to be over? Because the king ran this country for 500 years. We basically as slaves that we have to live under his power, and this need to stop. This is 2020. And if I'm not fight right now, and like if there's like 100 people that think like me, this will not change. It will remain the same. And the people who come out to fight, if they're alone, if there's no many people that stand with them, that is the most terrifying thing that could happen. They could get like at 10,000 times worse. So the thing that I come out right now, I call it courage. And I think it can influence other people to come out like me, to show our power, to show that we as a little people can change the world that we live in.